From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Chris Oshesky. Missouri Secretary of State says election officials are well prepared for Tuesday's midterms. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft is predicting turnout between 45% and 65%. He cites the high interest in the U.S. Senate race and a slew of ballot initiatives. Ashcroft says that local election authorities are prepared for a potentially large influx of voters and that his only concern is that people educate themselves on the issues. St. Louis County officials are urging voters to be informed about candidates and issues because the ballot there is the longest in county history. According to the Columbia Missourian, today is the last day to provide feedback about the city's community-oriented policing report. The draft report, which was given to the City Council in August, was co-authored by City Manager Mike Mathis and Columbia Police Sergeant Robert Fox. The report has been criticized for not including vehicle stop data or addressing the issue of trust between police and Columbia's Black community. A feedback form became available at the City Council's request for the public to share opinions. Submissions can remain anonymous, and respondents are encouraged to provide report page numbers for specific feedback. The expectation is that a finalized version would be produced within 60 days, with community input included. Records show a water pump had been replaced with a less powerful system in a tourist duck boat that sank in a Missouri lake, killing 17 people. The Kansas City Star reports the original Higgins pump is capable of removing as much as 250 gallons of water per minute, but it was replaced with two less powerful pumps in the boat that sank in July at Table Rock Lake in the Branson area. The capacity of those two pumps wasn't clear, but Coast Guard inspection records show other Higgins pumps have been replaced with pumps that can extract just 20 gallons of water or less per minute combined. The sunken boat's owner, Ripley Entertainment, declined to comment. Conservation officials say more than 7,300 feral hogs have been killed in Missouri in the first 9 months of the year. The Springfield News Leader reports the highest density of feral hogs is in the southeast part of the state. The Missouri Department of Conservation says crews there killed 3,849 feral pigs from January through September. Elsewhere, 2,358 were removed in the Ozark region and 1,126 in the rest of the state. The department said the highest densities of feral hogs occur south of Interstate 44, with very few feral hog sightings in the northern portion of the state. Conservation officials consider feral hogs an invasive species. I'm Chris Oshesky, KBIA News, Columbia.